Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
We want to get to some other topics with Evan Cohen as well, including the talk about an 18th game in the NFL and the suggestion by some that maybe they could only play, each player could only play 17, certainly the NCAA tournament. But first, we need to get him and his opinion on this Jesse Brian Bulaga Battle Royale from Unsportsmanlike, one of our favorite cast members on the show. It is Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason, Brian, Jesse, how are you guys? I cannot believe Bulaga is that guy. I can't believe this.
What
really,
guy?
The guy that texts the people, the friends, the coworker, the people in your life, as soon as bad things happen to one party and good things happen to the other party, you're a rub-it-in guy?
Wait a minute now. You're misrepresenting what happened here.
I don't know. I got it from Jesse. That's an accurate representation to me.
Whoa.
Jesse was the aggressor here.
Here I am enjoying my night, winning a bunch of bets, and all of a sudden I get a text from Bulaga lighting up my phone, ruining the evening.
Okay, so let me go back in time. I don't remember the first time that Brian and I spoke. It was years ago. We had an amazing conversation. We talked about our families, kids, soccer, the White Sox randomly came up, Packers, yep. Radio, everything. Home run conversation, okay? No complaints any which way. But that means that, did I read the situation incorrectly? Is Brian Bulaga the guy that if your team, and if you're a friend of Brian Bulaga in his life, that if your team performs poorly and his team performs better, he's a rub-it-in guy? Because that's what Jesse is portraying, to me at least.
No.
If Brian's
no.
a rub-it-in guy.
It's okay. Not even close. It's not even close. And why that is because on Wednesday of last week, I said I am hoping Wisconsin does well. I have Wisconsin winning. Outwardly said, I like when Wisconsin does well in the tournament. I pick them normally to go far in the tournament. And then right after that, Jesse told me, well, I was going to get smashed by Clemson. So
wait a minute, Jesse. So, Jesse, you left that entire part out.
What?
So that's the way that went.
Strike.
Yes.
No, okay. Brian, I apologize. I stand corrected. That's on me. Now let me address Jesse.
Oh, boy.
Jesse, if someone who's not a fan traditionally of the team you root for says, you know what, I got to tell you something. Kind of into your team this year. They're really likable. The Boyd and Blackwell are great. I heard Greg Gard on Unsportsmanlike. I'm really, you know what, I kind of like what's happening here. I'll be rooting for you guys, just not against my team. You take that. And you say, you know, thank you. I appreciate that. That's the right assessment of my squad. You know what? Let's hope we meet down the line and that's it. You don't then take that and talk trash in return. You set yourself up for the rub it in on Friday nights.
Well, I don't want to be disingenuous. I don't like their coach. Their coach was at Drake when they played my alma mater, Bradley, back-to-back years in the conference title game. They prevented us from getting to the NCAA tournament. Now he's at Iowa. Now he's in the Sweet 16 after beating Florida in admittedly a great coaching job in the second round. He's a good coach. I respect the job he does as a coach, but I don't like him because he wins all these games and he makes my life miserable. I don't like
him. You gotta love the Drake in that spot. So I don't understand that, but all right.
Yeah,
get him the Carolina job. Get him out of here.
This had nothing to do with me, because like I said at the start on Wednesday, hey, however Iowa does, I have no expectations. I'm going to watch them and cheer for them and hope they do well. Jesse goes, oh, you're not going to have to worry about that. They're going to be done and they're going to be one and done. Okay. Well,
yeah, that's not right.
I did
that's
say that. Right. I did say that.
That's not right.
So,
you know
okay.
what? My ruling is in favor of Bulaga. I apologize, Brian. Jason, Jesse is wrong. He brought this upon himself.
Okay. Glad we're all on the same page. Yep. Evan, I saw you had Adam Schefter on, as you frequently do, and he's a Michigan man, obviously, so he's very excited about Michigan. What has been the highlight or your favorite parts of the tournament so far? Because obviously our alma mater having a low point against High Point has been a big disappointment.
Yeah, I've been kind of bummed, honestly, around the tournament. Like, it's weird because I'm the guy that says I don't love the Cinderellas past Thursday and Friday of the opening week, and we have no Cinderellas, and yet I'm not as into it as I thought I would be for some reason. I guess there's part of me that still is always living in the past, and even though I was not a Syracuse fan in the moment, I think back to Carmelo Anthony in 2003, and I'm like, can we ever get that young superstar player that actually leads a team all the way? So I'm like, oh, maybe Darren Peterson could be that guy for Kansas, or maybe A.J. DeMansa for BYU, and maybe still Darius Acuff Jr. for Arkansas can be that guy. But I've been kind of, I don't want to say down on the tournament so far. I haven't been as into it as I thought I would be. And I think, Jason, you bring up our school. Like that's a bummer. I legit thought we had, if you were to say to me before the tournament, where do you normally get a big run from? You would say veteran backcourt, big guys that at least can play a little, and a coach that's been there and done that. I kind of thought we had all those things, and we're done in the first round.
Yeah, a huge disappointment, obviously, not to – and even to Brian Bulaga, who wanted to see them go further.
How do we feel about that? Jason, in all seriousness, because, like – there's no part of me that has any interest in anyone else being the head coach of the team other than Greg Gard. So I'm not going to make it about that. Based on what I've seen, Blackwell and Boyd are the exact kinds of young men you want leading the Badger program, right? Like, they feel great. But I'm very frustrated in that. Like, what are we doing?
It's the problem of what we were discussing earlier. Is that who had the better season if you take the totality of their work? Wisconsin, by far, over Brian's alma mater. It's not even close. Mm-hmm. But the problem is that college basketball especially, Brian made a great point earlier, and that is even in college football, if you don't make the playoff, now, again, if you're Ohio State, if you're Alabama, if you're Oregon right now, it's different. If you don't make the playoff, it is a disappointment. But for a significant majority of college football teams, if you have a really good year and you make a high-level bowl game, even if kids are opting out, it's still there's a different feeling about your season. Making the NCAA tournament and being a 5 seed, if you don't win, there's no, hey, they had a great year, and they were one of the top teams, you know, top 20 team based on seeding. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn.
Right.
Because you didn't win the post, and it's starting to stack up on Gardo. It's not starting. It's been stacking up. But 2017 is a long time since you've been to the Sweet 16. And 3 losses now as a 5 seed. You know, we all know when we pick our brackets, you got to pick one 12-5 upset, right? We know those almost always happen. A 6-11 almost always happens. So it just sucks that it's been the Badgers that have been the ones that have been upset seemingly every time they're 5 seed.
So walk me through, Brian, walk me through the bowl game thing. When you were at Iowa, what bowl games were you in, and did they feel like the season was a big accomplishment, even if they weren't like, you know, a BCS-style bowl game?
Yeah, so my freshman year, we didn't get to one. We weren't good enough. And then we turned it around. We went to the Outback Bowl, played South Carolina. And then my junior year, we went to the Orange Bowl and played George Tech. So we went to a BCS bowl game. So we always looked at it as January 1 bowl games. That was the goal, is January 1 bowl game. So that was always your Capital One, your Outback Bowl, Citrus Bowl. Like, think those were the games that you always wanted to be in, was the January 1 bowl game, or obviously the BCS games, which happened. I think January 1 was that bowl game too. I can't remember. But the goal was, you don't want to be playing before January 1. So those were the big bowl games. Right now, I would look at it. Obviously, the names have changed of a lot of these bowl games. You know, obviously, it's not the Outback Bowl anymore, which blows my mind. It's called something different that Iowa played in this year, but it is the Outback Bowl. That's the way I look at it.
Not to be confused with the bowl the Badgers didn't play in.
Yes. But I think teams now, kind of like what I said earlier and what Jason said, if you have a good 9-10 win season and you don't get into the playoff, because obviously not everyone gets in, but you play another good opponent in a bowl game and you're able to win that game, that's a positive light on your season. You're a 10-win team. You finish in the top 25. You beat a good team in the bowl game. Normally it's going to be from the SEC or Big 12 or whatever it may be if you play in those good January 1 bowl games.
But here's the wild thing about what you just did, though, Brian. What you just did, when we're talking about Wisconsin basketball and how we should feel and how it ends, and you're relating it to bowl games, in a roundabout way, and I can't believe we just stumbled on this, we now found the origin of why Barry Alvarez was always okay with the Rose Bowl and not a title. He wasn't worrying about that every year. Because Hayden Fry must have said that over and over and over again in Iowa.
Yep.
As to why Ferentz thinks about it, as to why Barry thinks about it, as to why that is the goal is January 1st or beyond bowl game, not championship necessarily. It's, you don't phrase it that way. That is Badger football. That is not where we are currently. That is where we think we should be comparatively for Badger basketball, which I think it's safe to say January 1st. So if football for us is January 1st as Badgers, basketball is second weekend.
Yep, I love that. Nailed it.
I don't think it's fair for us to sit here and say we should win the national championship every year because Kaminsky and Decker and Gosser and Showalter and Hayes, nobody else I can remember from those teams, all were inches away. That's the abnormality. The normality for us should be January 1st or beyond bowl, second weekend college basketball NCAA tournament on the men's side.
Yeah. Well, because that's the way I always viewed Wisconsin football. I viewed Wisconsin football as
we are.
Yeah, they were that 10-win team. Maybe you get 11, right? Maybe you do play in a Big Ten championship or you're competing for that, what how it used to be where it didn't even – it was weird. But – that's how I always viewed Wisconsin football was
they're going to
be playing in like the Capital One bowl game or whatever. What, like, it was always competing for who's going to play in these bowl games. Cause Iowa and Wisconsin, we thought very similar to how seasons go. Right. I mean, you're not Ohio State, you're not Michigan, and now you're not Oregon and these other teams, but you can sure win 10, 11 games. You could win 10, 11 games, and that was always the mindset. So how you put it for Wisconsin – because I always think of Wisconsin basketball as – and maybe because I'm thinking all the way back to Bo Ryan and how amazing he was. Like, Sweet 16 is like – that's
the expectation. Right.
Yeah.
I don't think that Greg Gard would disagree with you. I think Greg Gard would tell you right now, I believe we were a second weekend team and we did not – perform to that level.
Agreed.
And that doesn't mean he should be fired.
No.
That means expectations are January 1st or beyond football, second weekend basketball. That is, as again, I want to point this out over and over again. We have to be honest with ourselves as Badgers and Badgers fans. That should not be the same expectation as Alabama football and basketball for that matter. That should not be the same expectation for Ohio State football. That would not be acceptable. We, at this moment, are not them. And as we have learned, when we try to be them, meaning when we try to alter expectations, we actually fall shorter than our intended goals previously. And there's a reason Coach Alvarez knew it all along. And we should have all been accepting of he knows better than us. We should not be trying to build a team to win a title. We should be building a team to play in the Rose Bowl, because we are not capable of playing in the Rose Bowl if we build a team to try to win a title. We are not capable of going to the Sweet 16 if we build a team to try to win a title. That's who we are. That's not a bad thing. That's just a realization of what we are as a school right now.
Well, and in fairness to Barry Alvarez and Hayden Fry and Kirk Ferentz for the vast majority of his time at Iowa, it's a different ball game now, right? There is a 12-team playoff. There is NIL in the transfer portal. So I don't know how Barry would attack today's, if he was the coach today as opposed to doing the Jesse Nelson show.
Oh, I think he'd be even better. Think about something, Jason. I've said this on your show a million times over. The college coach today needs to do sales in order to coach.
Yeah.
You know how good Barry would be at that?
Great.
Barry Alvarez in his prime being able to do the sales so he can coach, he would be phenomenal today. Phenomenal.
I don't think he would enjoy having to re-recruit the players that are already on his team, though.
That's different. That's different. What coaches like Barry like to do, and Bulaga could speak towards this obviously a lot better than I could, coaches like Barry that are hard-nosed, disciplined coaches, they don't like to re-recruit. They like to de-recruit. It's, oh, my God, we got Brian Bulaga. He's amazing. Like, he's going to be awesome. Brian, you're going to be great. You get on campus. Brian, you've done nothing for Iowa. Do you realize Robert Gallery was the second pick in the draft? You think you're close to that? You've done nothing. Go run. Right? That's probably what it is, but it can't be that way now.
Yeah. No, they can't do that now. They can't do anything like that now. I mean, the stuff that you would hear, especially when I was going through, I mean, listen, Kirk would always remind me, do you think Robert did that, or do you think Steinbach did that, or, you know, those, or Yanda, or guys like that, do you think Marshall did that, or... So, yeah, there would always be those little jabs, subtle reminders, and the strength program would do it. Like, well, Gallery was squatting 550 at this point in time, and you're kind of just taking shots all the time. But, like, but that's
right.
That's kind of – that's what for kids, that's what's motivating. You want to be at that standard because you saw their success. You do that to kids now, they're in the portal the next week. You just talk that's bad right. to them. Mm-hmm. They're out of here.
Yep.
And that's so a huge problem.
What team in the state of Wisconsin right now, blindly, relative to their sport, should have the highest expectations every year?
I mean, in general, like overall?
In general, yeah. Like, so what, we just put expectations on the two Badger men's programs that we talk about the most, yep. right? Like... Are the Brewers a world? Should Brewers World Series, Bucks NBA Finals, Packers Super Bowl? Like, which team would you say in Wisconsin men's sports? Because obviously, oh wow, I have to be on LA right now. I didn't even realize this. On the women's side, obviously, women's hockey and volleyball are the highest. But I'll leave you with that because I got to go to LA, Jason.
Okay, bye. That is Evan Cohen.